Center right here on Community Connection, and it's brought to you in part by Arnold Moore and Niekamp Funeral Home, also Tallgrass Motors, and right there on Facebook Live by Arvest Bank. Welcome, welcome, welcome. We have Lori Rose and Cindy Kenyon in from the Delaware Tribe. How are we doing, ladies?
Hey, we're doing great.
Now, I was told you could project.
Yeah.
Well, today we're going to project a little information. First of all, tell us a little bit about the Family and Children's Services.
Yes. We are with the Delaware Tribe Family and Children's Services, mm-hmm. and October kicked off Domestic Violence Awareness Month. Mm-hmm. And so we invite everybody to go on to our Facebook page, because we're going to be having some exciting events that are coming up October 28th.
Yes,
we will be giving away free popcorn to mm-hmm. the community, so you'll get to come up, learn about our services mm-hmm. That we offer. We're just going to do a bunch of neat things during October.
It's pretty much a month full of outreach, isn't it?
Yes, sir, that is correct.
Now, what are some of the things that folks are going to learn about, in particular when as it relates to this violence prevention? I mean, we've got outreach, we've got programs, we've got people who can help you out, right?
Yes, yes. We offer assistance with obtaining emergency protective orders. Mm-hmm. We have a program that's called Transitional Housing, which offers rental assistance to victims and survivors mm-hmm. That need help in that particular area. We offer child support services. The only service that we do offer that is Native specific to the Delaware Tribe is our child welfare service.
But everything else, anyone who is in need can come knock on the door.
Yes,
that is very correct. Yes.
Our services are open to the public. You do not have to be Native mm-hmm. To qualify for our services.
Now, when we talk about Family and Children's Services, that's a big umbrella, isn't it?
Yes, sir, it is.
Now, what does that all encompass?
Family and Children's Services encompass the child support
okay.
Service, as well as our domestic violence program, as well as child welfare mm-hmm. in the same building. It's kind of like having all of those services in one building. And that's a one-stop shop.
Yes. I like that, because that way you're not, you know, going all over town trying to find the next person for help. It's all there. And that's a beautiful building, by the way. I understand it's only 15 years old. I thought it was like 4 or 5. Yeah. Now, you're located out there at Tuxedo and Madison?
Yes, 5110 Tuxedo. Yes.
All right, yeah. Great. Beautiful out there. Beautiful. You know, when we talk about keeping families kind of working and everything, sometimes these services, there's a need for that. And
yes.
Not all families are ready for the world, as they say. We hit bumps in the road, and sometimes we fall off the road a little bit.
Yes.
And it's always nice to know that we've got great people there with a great deal of compassion and a great deal of knowledge in order to get people back where they need to be.
Yes. And, you know, it just takes a community. All of us in the community pulls together as a team to make our families in this community a success.
And keeping everybody safe, too.
Yes, yes. Yeah. We have a great group of people that we work with, and we just rely on each other, because we that's what we want. We want our clients to be successful and in their journey.
And you're right there to help them get right back on the road to success.
Yes.
Boy,
yes.
That's great. You know, it's kind of like the kid who has a little fear of going bowling for the first time. Well, what if I land in the gutter? Well, there's bumpers there. And,
yes,
and this is kind of the cushion that we need sometimes.
Yes.
Yes.
Really good.
Yes. Yes.
That's our goal. We want them to be successful. Mm-hmm. And it's hard, especially when you're in a domestic violence situation, because we have clients that come in that left with nothing, just but the clothes on their backs.
And they were lucky to do that.
Yes. Yes. Mm-hmm. And so that's just what we do. Empowerment is huge for us. We want them to be successful.
When someone is that feeling that defeated, that's got to be such a huge and almost a daunting challenge to first of all, get that person to recognize that they're in an unsafe situation, and then to rebuild, help them rebuild their confidence so that they can go back out in the world, you know, fully shiny, ready to go, and and fully good inside and out.
And I think the key word that you said was rebuild. You know, that's what we do at Youth and Family, is that we rebuild. We rebuild them as their journey goes on. We help and empower them so their journey can go forward.
It starts on the inside.
That is correct, yes.
And it slowly makes its way to the outside.
Yeah.
But you got to get to the heart, and you got to get to the mind and the soul first.
Yes.
Yes, yes. And we work with some awesome partnering agencies for mental health services. Youth and Family Services is one of them. Day Springs here in town. They have the same goal as we do, is we want them to have a smooth transaction as we can to get them to where they need to be.
We're talking with Lori and Cindy here from the Delaware Tribe Family and Children Services. Month of October, of course, Domestic Violence Awareness Month. But you mentioned something about the 28th, a big deal. Where is this going to be held?
It's actually going to be in front of our building.
Okay. And
we have numbers across the say 5110, and we're going to have the popcorn machine, and we're going to be out there handing out popcorn safely.
And having fun.
That's something we all know how to do.
We're also going to be giving information as well. And what we're going to do, our takeaway cards is what we call them. And then we can take away information.
Oh, very good. Kind of a getting to know you or getting reacquainted with you event. And it's all done very much outside, very much in a very, you know, compassionate and fun setting.
Yes.
Now, if you're not sure where exactly they are, there's a big firehouse just kitty corner from you right there.
Yes,
right.
We're on the corner of Tuxedo and Madison. You can't miss it.
No, you can't. Nice little pond out there, the whole nine yards.
Yes.
Good gravy.
Yes.
And, of course, the Delaware Tribe has been in this area for a good long time.
Mm-hmm.
You roughly got an estimate on that. It's been forever almost, huh?
For a long time. Yeah. I mean, I would hate to
spout
out a wrong number.
Everybody got displaced at one time. I remember that. So, yeah. But this is where we call home right here in Northeast Oklahoma.
Yes.
And this is really pretty cool that we are able to take care not of only tribal members, but also non-tribal members in most cases.
Yes.
Right. Yes.
The doors are open.
Yes.
As they say.
And that's what makes it so great, is that we're helping everybody. It doesn't matter what nationality you are, we're ready to help.
Well, that's cool. That is really, really cool. That takes an amazing heart to do what you ladies do, because
well,
you know, many people I know aren't very patient, and it takes a great deal of patience along with that compassion in order to help another person through what they've gone through. And I'm not going to get personal or ask anything too much, but man, God gave you some good gifts to work with.
Oh, thank you. A lot of empathy, for sure. Uh-huh. You just have to.
Each person has their own journey.
They do.
And we respect their journeys. And we have to remember it's their journeys, not ours. And so we're there to empower them and to get them through whatever journey and however their journey is.
You know, I've often thought that folks in the helping capacity that you ladies are in, the client might not see a small victory like you do. Mm-hmm. And inside, I know that your hearts are cheering for them. It's like, yes, we hit that little mark.
Right.
Yes, we got that. We made some progress today. Mm-hmm. Yes, that progress is staying with us. We're not regressing. And it's not like you're keeping score. But I do know that you recognize the victories no matter how small.
Oh, yes. And that's huge to let them know that the achievements that they have made, because they don't realize it. And then you see that spark in their eye. And
you have to remind them?
It's just a great feeling to let them know that you have made huge strides. And so, yeah, it's
and when
a great
one,
feeling.
One person is safe, their whole family is safe. And so,
and a lot of times what people don't realize, I mean, they think of, you know, mom and dad not getting along. Well, there are children oftentimes involved with this too.
Yes, right.
And many times they don't even know what's going on. And sometimes right. they do know what's going on, but they don't want to know what's going on.
Right.
And that's got to be a special challenge in and of itself.
Yes.
Yes, and that's where our community partners come into play and mm-hmm. to help with the mental health issues and with the counseling issues and anything else that is there. That's where our community partners come into play and we work as a team mm-hmm. To move this family forward.
Now, when we get together on the 28th out there at the tribal building, you don't have to be a person who's necessarily in danger to come out and get some information.
Oh, no.
You just need to be a member of the community and just say, hey, what's this? And you know, if you're ready to help, I'm sure you could use volunteers.
Yes, definitely. Yes, we welcome everybody. Come get some popcorn. Yeah. It'll be a great day.
Come get some popcorn and some information and meet us. We're going to have some fun.
That's really all there is to it. Fun and information mixed in with some nice popcorn. Yeah. that's what I call a victory right there. Well, ladies, I thank you very much for coming in today
and
sharing with us. It's Delaware Tribe Family and Children's Services. We've been talking to Lori and Cindy today, and you've been just great guests.
Thanks.
Thank you.
You guys going to come back and visit us again sometime?
Of course.
Well, you
definitely.
Better. I hope that wasn't threatening or anything. No, it was just me having fun. All right. You've been watching and listening to our Community Connection, and it's been brought to you by Arnold Moore and Ecamp Funeral Home, also Tall Grass Motors, and driven on the internet by Arvest Bank.